there, crazy kid. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Just My Thoughts with your boy, Renard Salmon. If you don't know, now you know, baby, now you know. Appreciate y'all coming back and rocking with your boy, because we are back, y'all, for another episode. So look, man, I started thinking the other day, man. I was just like, why do people struggle so much with nutrition, y'all? Like, people struggle, y'all. Like, the last 3 to 4 months, I just, you know, just been getting all these questions. And people are just so, I wouldn't say clueless, but people don't understand, like, how simple nutrition is. It's very simple. We all know what to do. We all know how to eat clean. We all know how to eat real food and not junk. But we just don't want to do it. Because there's a level of discipline that it takes to eat that way and look a certain way. So what we got to do is, the reason we struggle with it is because we don't really understand what our level of discipline is. Like, it's all about self-awareness. You got to understand that you're not willing to go that extreme to get that type of body. Like, you want this body that's an extreme body, but you're not willing to go to the extreme measures. So you got to be okay with that. If you're not okay with that, then you got a problem. You got a problem. Maybe you need to learn how to be okay with that. And be comfortable within your own skin. Be comfortable with your body. Now, how do you be comfortable with your body? You know, you might say, oh man, like I see all of these magazines and these girls on Instagram and stuff like that. Like, I get it. I understand that. And I'm gonna tell you what I did, because I went through the same shit. All right. I went through the same shit, y'all, to where, you know, I felt like I had to be so lean, and I felt like I had to be so muscular. When I started competing, I was like, I was always the smallest guy in my class. You know, I was winning shows, but like, I was still the smallest guy. And when I was working out at World Gym, I was the smallest guy in there, because, you know, I was like one of the only guys in there that was fucking natural. So, you know, that took a toll on my mind or whatever. You know, I wanted to be these big guys, and, you know, it kind of intimidated me just a little bit or whatever. You always kind of wish, like, every time you see somebody else with bigger this or stronger this or more defined this, like, you always want to be, you always want that, all right? So a lot of times, man, you know what I did, man? After like 4 or 5 years of like competing, it was kind of on and off, like, in my brain. It was kind of like on and off of me watching other people's stories, not stories, because we didn't have stories back then, watching other people's Instagrams and wishing that like my body looked like that right now. So, you know, you go to the gym with that mindset. It's like, oh man, you know, I'm gonna work on this every day so my body can look like that. But you don't understand, that person's been working on that shit for like 2 to 3 years, and that's the body from 2 to 3 years of hard work. All right. So what I did, you know, because we're talking about trying to deal with not comparing ourselves to other people. So basically, this is what I did. I cleaned up my Instagram, y'all. I cleaned that shit up. I stopped following the people that made me feel insecure about myself, that made me feel like I need to be on their level. I only follow people that kind of preach what the same thing that I'm preaching right now, which is, you know, kind of where I learned this from. You know, you got to focus on your own journey. And, you know, they don't just show, you know, their highlights and stuff like that. Like, the people that I follow now, you know, they're more about the progression. You know, they don't show, you know, anything extravagant, and, you know, everything's about showing my body and my muscles and stuff like that. I don't follow people like that anymore. So that's one thing you got to do. You got to stop following people that are very kind of superficial when it comes to looks. All right. That was a tremendous thing. What's funny about that is, now when people tell me about certain people in the fitness industry, they're like, oh, did you see this video, or did you see what she did and blah, blah, blah. It's like, nope, because I don't follow it no more. I never see it. So it's not in my brain. You are, to me, I feel like you are what you consume. You know, since I'm not consuming it anymore, like, it's not even, it's over my head. Like, I don't even know it exists. And that's the beauty of it. You dig? So when we're talking about nutrition and why people struggle, it's because we're trying to be something that is not sustainable for us, you know, not sustainable for you. You know, you got to figure out what makes you happy. Do you really want that body? Do you really want that six pack? Do you really want abs? All right. How important is abs going to make your life? Are you going to make more money if you got abs? Maybe if you're a fitness model or whatever, you have to maintain that. A lot of you are following fitness models that maintain abs, and they maintain abs because they have to be ready for photo shoots at the drop of a dime. That is for money. Like they get paid for that shit. You know, that's their job, to keep their body in shape like that. And you're trying to chase that, and you're not getting paid for your body to be in shape. You see what I'm saying? So like you got to really figure out like what your level of discipline is and why you really want something. Like, why do you want to eat healthier? Why you want to be leaner? All right. So maybe being leaner is something that's going to help your health. You know, if you're overweight and, you know, you went to the doctor and the doctor told you you got to lose some weight or else, you know, you are at risk of diabetes or whatever like that. Like, that's something that's a real reason, you know, to become leaner. You know, a lot of people, like, we're trying to become lean because, like, we just want to show it off to people. And I just feel like that's the wrong reason, because that's not going to make you happy. That's not going to make you happy. All of these people that are complimenting you and stuff like that, those people are not going to make you happy long term. Like, you got to be happy within yourself first. And I'm going to tell you, when you become that, when you become happy within yourself, it shows, you know, and people admire you even more. So, if you want all this admiration, get some admiration for understanding, like, who you are and being comfortable in your own skin. All right. Because I'm going to tell you, there's people out there that look at somebody's body and it's like, man, that person is lean as fuck, you know? But in that person's head, they're like, I don't have that discipline, so I'm good. Like, I'm going to drink my wines on the weekend, and I'm going to have my cake and all of this stuff too, or whatever. Like, I'm good. That's the type of person like we need to be. We need to be, you know, somebody who's aware of what our surroundings are, and it's like, okay, this person is lean and I understand like their discipline, but I'm not interested in that level of discipline. All right. You got to get there. And once you get there, it's a beautiful place, y'all. It's a beautiful place, because nutrition is easy, y'all. It's easy. Just eat real food. That's all you got to do. Eat real food. Don't eat any junk. And, you know, eat close to a deficit. Like, it's really simple, man. It's really simple, but nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to do it. A lot of people will look at me and be like, hey, you know, how do you stay lean? And, you know, you eat the way you eat, you know, you eat Pizookies and stuff like that. And it's like, honestly, man, like, I've been experimenting with diets for a long time, for at least like 15 years, y'all. At least 15 years, all kinds of diets. The only thing that I haven't done is went vegan, all right, and vegetarian. You know, I feel like I'm, you know, kind of dabbled into pescatarian a little bit, but that's the only thing I haven't dabbled into. Oh, and I haven't dabbled into keto either. But it's crazy, man. Like, I've been doing a lot of different things, and I've tracked my food for so long, and I finally figured out my body. And figuring out your body, it's, you know, kind of figuring out how you have like the most energy, you know, to do what you want to do. Maybe you don't want to have as much energy as I want to have for my workouts. You know, some people are real, feel real sluggish, you know, and they don't feel like working out. For me, I have to eat like a certain amount of nutrients so I can feel enough energy to work out. And if I don't feel that, that's how I know it's time to clean it up. You see what I'm saying? So I've experimented with that by adding in, you know, foods that I like and stuff like that. And sometimes I go overboard. There's weekends sometimes where I have like two Pizookies in one weekend. And then I feel like shit, you know, and then it's just a reminder. That's all. So you really got to figure out what your level of discipline is. And also, before I go, y'all, this is going to be the last thing. I'm very comfortable with my body, y'all. I don't really care about what my body looks like. I'm more like right now, like I'm more about how my body feels and how I perform. All right. If my performance starts to go down, then we have some trouble. If I feel like shit, you know, if I'm not ready to work out, then, you know, I gotta step my nutrition game up. Until then, like, I'm good, y'all. I'm good. So that is like a beautiful thing, to be very comfortable within your own skin, y'all. And we all got to get there, baby. We all got to get there. So one thing you need to do, you need to figure out exactly why you want to be fit, exactly why you want to clean up your diet. All right. Because if you don't find that out, if you're like, I just want to do this just because, that's not a good enough reason. All right. That's going to be the reason for that is because you want to show it off, or because you feel insecure that you should be a certain level you shouldn't be a certain level of leanness because your friends are, or people on Instagram are. Like, you got to shut that noise out. All right. You got to do what I told you, you know, with the whole following thing, and clean up your follower list and follow people that are inspiring to you, that are preaching progress, not perfection, and stuff like that. Like, those are the type of people that you need to follow. Clean up your follower list. All right. And then you'll be good. And then you'll be good. And then you'll be close to where I'm at. And I still got some work to do, you know, because, you know, we all not perfect. We're not perfect. You know, shit creeps in my mind every once in a while. But I'm going to tell you, man, I've really kind of been on like a tunnel vision type of thing, because I've cleaned up my follower list, and I still clean it up. There's people that I followed that I really don't want to unfollow because, like, I know them or whatever, but they really don't inspire me. So, like, I just mute them. Like, you can mute people, y'all. You can mute people, and you will never see their posts again. For real. And it's crazy because I don't scroll a lot on Instagram. I used to, but I don't scroll a lot. So, you know, the fact that I don't scroll a lot and the person is muted, you know, I don't see it at all. It's crazy. It's a beautiful thing, baby. Jedi mind tricks, you dig? So yeah, man, I hope this helped y'all out, man. I just wanted to rap to y'all real quick about this shit. And yeah, man, just find out your reason, man. Find out your reason. And your mind will be in a better place, I promise. All right. So that's all I got for today, man. Hope y'all enjoyed the podcast. Make sure y'all, if y'all feel like somebody else need this, make sure you share it, please. Share it with your friends, baby. All right. That's my two cents. Y'all keep change. And I'll see you on the next podcast, baby. Peace.